I wanted to start this off real quick by just saying that, you know, we woke up this morning to the tragic news of Rob Baronis passing away, who was a teammate and a friend of mine, and I just wanted to express my sorrow and condolences to the Baronis family and his wife, Rachel, on their loss, and you know, hopefully they can get through this. Thank you. All right.
Ryan, can you just talk about your play in general?
Yeah, you know what? We're not going to win any games when I play like that, especially in the first half with the turnovers. And it was really three interceptions that were just, you know, sometimes interceptions happen and all that, but it was just poor play by me. And, you know, it's something that I've got to get better at. It's something that I've got to eliminate. And, you know, you saw the first two games, the formula of, you know, really not turning the ball over and forcing turnovers on defense and what that led to, which was two wins. So, you know, today with the three turnovers and really just, you know, as a quarterback, you know, you hate losing, but you hate losing when the three interceptions are kind of on you. And, you know, I think it's tough to swallow right now, but we've got to look at the film. You know, I've got to continue to try to get better. And, you know, we can't let this hold us back.
What kind of went into it today? It seemed like the coach had said, even after especially the first game, that you were 100% made nothing but the right decision every time. How different was today and what went into it?
Yeah, I made some poor decisions today. You know, I don't know if there's really one thing that led to it or whatever, but yeah, it's a tough feeling, but it's one of those feelings that a quarterback, you know, in a sick way, you kind of, you know, tomorrow when we get in, you know, I'm going to be there early. You know, I'm going to be there trying to get better, trying to learn from it and moving on to the next game. And, you know, I want to be the guy that those guys look to in terms of, you know, a guy that's going to lead us into the next game and hopefully win.
Ryan, late first half, I think you guys had 3rd and 19 near your end zone, and yeah. Bill kind of put it on him, said he could have made a better play call right there. What did you see, and how did that play work out?
I mean, it's one of those things. The play call didn't matter right there. There's plenty of shorter options there where I could just get us out of dodge, check it down. You know, not trying to be a hero at the end of the half on a 3rd and extra long. That one really hurt, just because I know I'm a better player, I'm a smarter player than that, and. That was 100% on me for sure.
So actually, the first half, not having Arian there, did that disrupt the flow of just getting things?
No, I mean, Arian's obviously a great player, but I thought Blue did a good job, you know, and it was just one of those things where the turnovers put us in a hole, I think, early, and so that really didn't have anything to do with Arian playing or not playing.
Ryan, when you got it to 17-10. What was your mindset? I mean, here we go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been in plenty of those games where you come out and lay an egg in the first half and then come back and you get some momentum on your sideline and, you know, guys are high-fiving and back into the game. And that's kind of a good feeling, bringing the team together, and then it just never really materialized from there. But, you know, the positive thing to take out of the game, I think we went in at halftime with, you know, offensively about as poor of a half as you can play, and the optimism was still there. You know, everybody was still into it and ready and not giving up, and I think that's important, and that's an important piece to have with the team.
How much does that do to your head coach, what you're talking about, being up even though you haven't played well?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way that he handles himself, the way that he talks with us, I think that has a lot to do with it. I also think there's a lot of guys in that locker room that have played a lot of football, that have been through a lot of different experiences. And so, you know, we knew that by no means was that game over. You know, it was, you know, went very poorly, and maybe the score should have been a bigger spread than what it was. But, you know, if we went out there and played well in the second half, we might have a chance to come back.
You kind of touched on this a little bit, but did you feel like there were some times where you were maybe pressing, trying to make too much happen?
You know, I missed some throws today. I think the decision at the end of the half that we talked about was a very poor decision. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if that was part of it or not. It's just there were some throws I definitely wanted back.
The game, Arian, and said it's early, but it was kind of a pivotal game just because, you know, teams get success, and it's how you react to that success and handle it. With this loss on the road, but you have Buffalo next week at home, how important is it for you guys not to go too far off in the other direction and kind of move it back to the center?
Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL. I mean, there's adversity every single game. Even when you're winning with injuries or whatever it is, you're going to face some adversity. And so, like I said earlier, in like a sick, demented way, like the adversity is one of the best parts of this game, and guys coming together and guys not giving up on each other and having confidence and working that much harder. And that's what I see with our group here. You know, today was certainly a setback, you know, and one that I definitely cost the team with some of those throws, but we've got to come back, come together as a group, and, you know, continue the winning ways that we had the first 2 weeks.
You touched on when you first started about Rob's death. I mean, I know you guys, how close of friends were you?
Well, I mean, he was a teammate just for a year last year, but, you know, great guy. Everybody in the locker room loved him, you know, and, you know, it was obviously shocking news, I think, for everybody this morning. But, yeah, it's just when things like that happen, it really puts into perspective, I think, the game of football and, you know, how there are things that are a lot more important than that. So I think it certainly puts things into perspective for me.